I'm JC, and today we're delighted to have Mel Arnold with us in the studio. Mel is the candidate for the Conservative Party of Canada. Welcome, Mel.
Good afternoon.
Thank you very much for joining us. Let's get to the questions. Did you grow up in Salmon Arm?
I was actually raised out in Notch Hill and Sorrento, and then moved into Salmon Arm after high school, and we've had the good fortune of living in the Shuswap our entire lives, both my wife and I.
What sorts of work and other activities have you been involved with in the Shuswap?
I was an employee with a small business initially, eventually moved into running my own business for 26 years, and then spent a lot of time also volunteering through the local fish and game clubs, the BC Wildlife Federation, and Canadian Wildlife Federation.
What is it that keeps you here?
What is it that keeps me here is the people and the beauty of this area. We've traveled across Canada at different times. We always come back and are amazed by the beauty of this area. And I'm just so impressed with the people of this area, how welcoming they are, and just the openness of the area. It's beautiful.
Were you involved in politics or interested in political matters before you were elected?
My real interest peaked back in the mid-90s through, you know, an interest of mine went of firearms. And the Long Gun Registry came in. That was the start of getting involved with the local club, the BC Wildlife Federation, and through all of that activity, put me in connection with MLAs, cabinet ministers, MPs, and that's where my interest was really piqued.
Is being an MP like you thought it would be before you were elected?
I don't know if anyone could ever explain what the job is like. I've often talked about it being like a 1,000-page book on your desk every day, and someone adds new pages every day. That's the quickest way to explain it, but it's amazing hearing from the people what really matters to them in their backyard and taking those issues to Ottawa. It's an honor and it's a challenge at the same time, but I'm looking forward to the opportunity to continue it.
Did you go through a training program?
There was some training when we arrived in Ottawa for the first time, but I thought there might have been more, but I quickly realized that if you didn't know how to get your way around once you were there, you maybe didn't deserve to be there in the first place. So quickly learned the ropes and just continue to learn every year just from colleagues and from people here in the community about what really matters and what's important.
People have called this one of the most important elections in Canadian history. How do you feel about that, and how do you feel about being caught up in this moment?
Well, it may be one of the most important elections, but at this time, it's probably an unnecessary election. But people I've talked to here and people across the country have said that we didn't need this election in the middle of the fourth wave of a pandemic. It even had more impact here being called in the middle of one of the worst wildfire seasons we've seen in the Okanagan and Shuswap areas. But in any case, we're ready to do this. We, as Conservatives, have put forward a plan, our plan to secure Canada, that's available at conservative.ca/plan. And we've been preparing to form government, and we look forward to the opportunity to do that since this election has been called by the Prime Minister.
What particular qualities do you feel you bring to your candidacy, not just what the party is looking for, but what qualities that you have personally that makes you a suitable candidate?
Well, I've been told that I'm open and listening and that I'm approachable. I don't boast about myself, but that's what people tell me. I want to be available to the people. That's the key part of being an MP, is listening to the constituents, the people, hearing what really matters in their homes, in their communities, and then taking those issues forward. So it's listening and being accountable as well. Thank you.
What particular policies of the Conservative Party do you feel most strongly about, or what ones resonate the most with you personally?
I think it's a surprise to some, but we have come out with a very comprehensive climate policy, a plan to secure our environment. We have heard from Canadians that this is an important issue, and we have put together a very comprehensive plan, and it is in that document that I spoke about that's available online, where we look at everything from transitioning towards electric and hydrogen-powered vehicles, to better use of our liquefied natural gas, to improving our power grid so that we can provide electrical outlets for charging stations. There's so much in that plan that it's hard to talk about it in just a few seconds.
What issues do you feel locally, meaning in this riding, are the dominant matters that you will focus on if you're elected?
Well, the one thing that I've certainly heard, I think more than anything else, is affordability. Whether it's seniors, young families, people to looking forward to possibly buying a new home, right down to just whether they can afford groceries or their medications. Those are the issues that seem to be the biggest issue right now. We've seen inflation at its highest rate in a couple of decades, 3.7%. And the cost of everything is going up, from groceries to gas for your vehicle to heating your home. And we want to address affordability as one of our priorities moving forward.
What is the one thing, or perhaps two or three things, that you'd really like to accomplish if reelected?
I guess to continue to connect with constituents and voters here in the Okanagan. There's nothing more important to me to be able to understand the needs of the communities, and including our Indigenous communities. I've built relationships over the years with our five First Nations bands in the riding. I want to continue to build those relationships and make sure that the services and resources come to those communities, including the Indigenous communities, that can make a difference in people's lives, in their homes, in their backyards.
How do you intend to try and achieve these goals if you're in office?
Well, that starts with meeting with the people in those communities to learn what are the needs and priorities, and then to relay those issues to government. And I hope it is our government that I'm working with. But in any case, I'll make sure that those priorities are forwarded on to the people in Ottawa that can make the decisions and hopefully bring those resources to the communities and the people that really need them.
If you're reelected, what are the things you'd like to be remembered for after you've completed your time in office?
I guess I'd like to be remembered as being accountable to the people and representative of the people. Those would be the priorities to me. I don't need to be a legacy. It's more important to me that our communities are a living legacy that continues long after I'm finished.
The recent heat dome causing nearly 700 deaths in the Lower Mainland and the aggressive wildfire problem this summer have focused attention on the climate crisis. If you're elected, what would you or your party do to address rapid climate change?
Thank you for bringing up the issue of climate change. It's certainly something our party is focusing on as well. It was one of the policies or platform pieces that came out very early, even before the election was called, that our party is moving towards how do we transition away from fossil fuels without doing it on the backs of hardworking Canadians. And we are looking at transition to electrical vehicles, hydrogen-powered vehicles, also increasing our liquefied natural gas output so that we can export that natural gas to other countries that are currently burning dirtier fuels like coal and oil to produce electricity. We can do so much more here in Canada with the innovation that we have and the bright, intelligent minds that we have working here in Canada to develop technologies such as carbon capture and storage and export those opportunities and technologies to the rest of the world, because as we know, climate change and pollution doesn't know international boundaries. So if we can help other countries that have far worse environmental standards than we do here in Canada, we can not only just make a difference here in Canada, we can make a difference around the world.
One final thing, and we're asking all the candidates this question. Did anyone tell you that you're crazy to run for office?
Some people, you know, think that it might be crazy to run for office. Others thank me for doing it. And I certainly appreciate those that recognize it. It is a challenging role. We have so many different opinions and ideas coming at us every day, and it really is trying to find what's going to work best. But I hope people don't think I'm crazy. I just hope that they think that I'm dedicated to my community. Thank you.
Well, that's all the questions we have for you today. Thanks for coming in, and good luck.
Well, thank you. It's been great to be here, and I look forward to listening more to CKVS in the future.
Thank you.